In Afghanistan, an investigative commission has accused the U.S. military of prisoner abuse. This just days after President Hamid Karzai's demand that the U.S. turn over all detainees to Afghan custody. The commission has also said that the existence of prisons run by foreigners inside Afghanistan is against the Afghan constitution. In Egypt, protesters have gathered outside the U.S. embassy to condemn what they describe as Washington's interference in their country's internal affairs. The demonstrators accused the U.S. of meddling in Egypt's recent general elections. They also called for the expulsion of the American ambassador. In Yemen, protesters called for the trial of the embattled ruler Ali Abdullah Saleh for the killing of protesters during the revolution. They also demand the release of some 1,500 political prisoners. The opposition says the army and police are still controlled by Saleh and his supporters despite a new government in place. In Bahrain, Saudi-backed forces have attacked protesters in several villages. Several protesters were injured and several others detained in the attacks on Nowaidrat and Tubli villages. The regime forces in Manama also surrounded the area where the opposition's main building is located. The newly established African nation of South Sudan is now eligible to buy weapons from the United States. On Friday, President Barack Obama issued a memorandum stating that he is adding South Sudan to the list of countries that can receive U.S. military assistance. He said the move is in line with America's national interests. Nigeria's president says he will cut travel expenses and some salaries in the country's executive branch. The announcement comes ahead of a planned nationwide strike over the removal of gasoline subsidies. Gasoline prices have more than doubled since the removal of the subsidy last Sunday. Pakistan's former president Pervez Musharraf will be arrested if he returns to his country. That's according to a Pakistani government prosecutor who says a court has already issued an arrest warrant. Musharraf has been accused of taking part in the plot to assassinate Pakistan's former premier Benazir Bhutto. A cargo ship grounded off the coast of New Zealand for 3 months has split in two. Containers and debris have spilled into the sea, sparking fears of environmental pollution. Fuel from the ship has already killed up to 20,000 seabirds. The accident is considered as New Zealand's worst maritime disaster.